Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' diary, April 20, 1912, Washington, D.C. Abdu'l-Bahá, Dr. Farid, Dr. Getzinger, and two Persians, Mirza Valia Nachivani and Mahmoud E. Zarqani, arrived in Washington about 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 20th of April. Mrs. Alice Barney Hemick sent her motor car, and I, my horse-drawn carriage, to meet the party. Abdu'l-Bahá had asked that the time of his arrival be kept quiet, as he was anxious that no demonstration be made. He was met by Mirza Sohab, Madam Khan, and her children, Marzia, Hamid, and Rahim, and immediately brought to our house. The day before leaving New York, he had interviewed 250 people in the morning, besides speaking before large audiences in the afternoon and evening, and Dr. Freed thought it would be wise for him to rest as much as possible before the meeting, at which he would speak in the evening here. Consequently, he went to his room wherein he rested before luncheon, and again immediately afterward, while Dr. Farid and I went to a reception at Rauscher's. When we returned, Abdu'l-Bahá, Dr. Farid, and Mr. Charles Mason Remy went for a short drive. While we were at dinner, Mrs. Helen Goodall and Mrs. Ella Cooper arrived to see Abdu'l-Bahá by appointment, which detained us. Mirza Sohab telephoned that the audience was growing impatient. The meeting was held at the Carnegie Library. When we reached the hall, we saw that every inch of the standing space was occupied. A path had to be made along the halls and stairs for our party, and I noticed that there were several who reached out to touch his garment. There were present 5 reporters. Abdu'l-Bahá made his address, which Dr. Farid translated into beautiful English. He spoke mainly of peace and arbitration. The people were asked to stand while he gave his blessing in Persian. This was not translated. There was great insistence on the part of many in the audience to meet him, but this had to be refused as he needed rest. When we reached home, Abdu'l-Bahá's evening meal was served him in the morning room, and we talked for some time. I asked about Mr. F. D. Millet, who was recently lost in the Titanic disaster, telling Abdu'l-Bahá that he had been very dearly beloved, an artist who, as well as his work, and had been appreciated in both Europe and America. Abdu'l-Bahá's answer was, "Where one has been devoted to his work in life art, or whatever it may be, it is regarded as worship, and he is undoubtedly surrounded by the mercy of God." He also said, "If one does you a service, and at some other time a wrong, overlook the one for the other. Think only of the good." Abdu'l-Bahá told me that the Parsons family would spend a year in the Holy Land on account of the illness of someone, that the Holy Land would be chosen because of the mildness of climate. Abdu'l-Bahá had his meals as follows. 7 a.m., tea and bread. 1:30 p.m., dines with the family. 4 p.m., tea. 7:30 p.m., sits with the family at dinner, but partakes of no food himself. 10 p.m., simple meal. While sitting with the family last night at the dinner hour, he looked over many cablegrams, mainly from foreign and far-off places, congratulating America on having the honor of his presence.